This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I scream.
Brulee.
Yes.
But the Brulean.
Shade and paddling pools.
I don't have very photogenic feet.
Are just some of the ways residents at this care home in Essex kept cool as the UK recorded its hottest May and bank holiday ever, with highs of up to almost 35 degrees.
Very nice.
Oh my God.
35?
What's that in English?
Where's the fucking coats? We'll double it and add 30.
100? Is that what it is?
That's a very crude way to do it. You're pushing 100 there.
Huh?
Yeah.
You get paid extra for this.
And the heat health alerts across England, including in the south, means manager Haley has adapted practices in the home.
We've put up.
They've adapted every practice except adding fucking air conditioning to the building.
Yes. Yes, 95 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Okay, so that's hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
Got it.
So what? No air conditioning in the UK?
No.
No?
They refuse to get it.
Well, you know, it's only 2026, Brian. I don't know what fuck you expect.
Here's what I expect. Stop bitching about how hot it is if you refuse, as a matter of national pride, to take the steps necessary to alleviate your fucking suffering.
Yeah. Then shut up.
Then shut your mouth.
Shut your fucking rotten teeth fucking mouth, you fucking
hey.
Brit fucking idiots.
Hey, I'm right here. Oh, you mean the British.
I mean the British.
Got it. Got it.
Tea and crumpet eating motherfuckers.
Okay. Air conditioning was massively available in the late 40s.
Yes.
So you go, okay. It was just after the war. Europe was in rough shape. We'll give them a grace decade.
Let's give them a decade. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll give them to the 10 years. 50s.
Yep.
It's still 70 years they haven't done anything about it. The Homo sapiens have been walking around England for fucking 40,000 years.
Long time.
They know it gets hot there. 70 years in the modern era to add some fucking air conditioning to some buildings and they won't do it? Fuck them.
Era.
How bad do you want me to feel at that point?
I
kiss
don't give
my
a shit.
Ass.
It's fucking UK. What do I give a fuck? Drop dead.
Oh, but every fucking year we got to go through, you know, oh, it's so hot. Well, then add a window unit or shut the fuck up.
fucking melt away into the fucking ground, you fucking
They had idiot. A heat wave in France several years ago where 10,000 people
God,
died.
Can you imagine how that fucking smelled?
Now, well, it already smells bad on the daily, but, you know, but now.
Jesus Christ.
And they're all smoking on top of it.
For our partying and dancing for a couple of days.
Dancing there.
Haley Smith, partying and dancing.
Alf means manager Haley has adapted practices in the home.
We've put off all our partying and dancing for a couple of days, and we said we'll do the discos when it cools down a bit.
Her priority, keeping those most at risk safe during extreme weather.
Anything a bit more physical we try to do before 10 o'clock in the morning, before the sun's at its peak. In the afternoon, we try to keep it a little bit more low-key, keep the curtains closed, like I say, get the fans going.
Or
you know,
turn the fucking AC on.
Or throw a window unit in a fucking window.
God damn it.
God damn.
Yeah. If you're not going to take advantage of modern conveniences, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's 70 years to do something.
Yeah.
And won't do it?
Finding people if they are outside and in the sunshine just to maybe drink a little bit more and take it a little bit easier.
Brothers, that...
Brother.
Yeah, I'm getting schnockered. I don't feel the heat at all.
Means staying indoors.
I'm not a sun person, really.
Whoa! No,
Jesus Christ.
Somebody opened the Ark of the Covenant? What the fuck happened here?
Ooh. Sun don't get on terribly well.
Is it a bit too hot today?
Yeah.
Yes!
The same goes for some animals, particularly dogs, with this warning from a leading charity.
Dogs really don't enjoy being this hot. They
no
can't,
shit,
they can't
stupid!
With it.
So fucking...
Yeah? They fucking tell you that? Hmm? Dogs tell you that? Huh?
Yeah, I see. If you don't mind, it's a right schnock out here.
Shave this goddamn fur off of me now.
Yeah, what are we doing?
The fuck? I'm hot.
Stop feeding me fucking warm beans. Give me an ice block in a fucking bowl already. What are we doing?
You don't want to be taking your dog out for any amount of exercise. When
no, well, then what stupid the fuck? The
Let's do that interview. While we have a dog on a leash next to us.
Yeah. Wearing a fucking jumper on top of it or whatever the thing is.
Well, that's his safety harness.
Okay.
Temperatures are over 20 degrees Celsius. Any exertion...
Eat a fucking carrot, you fat tub of shit.
God damn it, that's so good. This woman's sitting here feeding him a carrot. Fucking Jeff went straight to dice. As you do.
Over that will lead to overheating and heat stroke.
3, 2,
what?
1.
And despite warnings being similar for humans, that didn't stop people in Gloucestershire.
Yeah, and you know what? When the story comes out that people were collapsing at this, go fuck yourself.
How bad you want me to feel? Fuck off. They're having races in the streets. Sun high in the air.
Yeah, streets that still have cobblestones on them when we invented asphalt, you know, well before that. So, England, fuck off.
At least the Romans had the good sense to take fucking tombstones and line the streets with them. These cocksuckers. Jesus Christ.
Still held their annual woolsack race in a sweltering 32 degrees. The Met Office says this heat wave is unusual.
Ooh, I bet that's fresh.
They're hovering over a public pool. And it is packed. Not seeing a lot of minorities.
I'm not either. I was just thinking that.
Not seeing a lot of minorities.
So that water's probably pretty safe.
Not a lot of melanin.
Temperature records are typically broken by a fraction of a degree and not several like we've seen today, pointing to climate change.
There's some stuff happening there in the...
Must be the gay section over there.
Mm-hmm. Lots of ass fucking over there. Uh-oh.
As one of the reasons.
That's going to stink, too.
Yeah, good.
And people in East London were feeling it.
One, two,
As soon as we got up this morning, I was immediately saying that we had to come to be in the water for a bit. It's the-
How can your tits be that small and you that young and sag that significantly? That's really something happening.
Because it's hot out.
Okay. Let me see those. No, you know what? That might be the angle of
it's
the
just
angle.
The way she's leaned yeah, over. Yeah, it's hunched over.
Fucking scoliosis ass. Fucking straighten up, you fucking British loon. You and your fat friend, sit up straight.
The only way to get the temperature down.
This was a day of record temperatures across the UK. And, according to scientists, a sign of what lies ahead.
Mr. Whippy?
That's right.
I want to know what you get from the Mr. Whippy van.
Not enough. If it's only ice cream, then...
Can't be.
No, well...
Mr. Whippy.
I love Mr. Whippy. Holy Boy, shit.
Do I?
Man.
I got a fucking sixpence right here waiting for you, Mr. Whippy.
For Chowdhury, ITV News.
There was a British sitcom. It's about 1,000 years old. And it's called It Ain't Half Hot, Mom.
It Ain't?
It ain't half hot, Mom.
Mom. All right.
And it's British soldiers in colonized India way back in the old days.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And hilarity ensues.
Sure.
You know. Oh, yes. Thank you for the, you know, like the idiot, the whole gimmick.
I've never heard of that one before.
But they're always sweating is the thing because it's, you know.
Because it's Indian. It's hot.
Yeah. Every day is.
It's gross.
Funny. The grossest. It ain't half hot, Mom. We should do a video store of an episode of It Ain't Half Hot, Mom. And that, what was that sitcom, that Hitler sitcom they did years ago? Remember the Hitler sitcom? It was
Heil Honey, I'm Home. Is that it? Heil
exactly
Honey,
it.
I'm Home?
That's exactly it. Wow. Some genius.
So fuck.
Had the presence of mind to make a Hitler sitcom, except it was like Hitler and Eva, like I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
And I think it had been canceled before the episode was finished.
I think we're lucky we found a pilot.
I do have the pilot. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there a season or half a
it
season?
It was supposed
or...
to be 6 episodes, I think.
Okay. Huh.
And I don't think it made it past the first episode. Or maybe it made it past the first episode, but then.
Heil, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, buddy, it is everything you want it to be.
Everything you want it to be in a Hitler sitcom.
Oh, man. It's like. Goering as Fred Mertz, you know, it fucking comes over. It's everything you want, man. That's the coolest. Oh, well, I don't know for sure yet, but our long national nightmare made just about me over.
Yeah? What's going on?
Oh, I got an email today about a job. And
oh, my goodness.
They want to run it past the big boss.
Yeah? But it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
You've been dealing with these people for fucking 2 months.
5 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
3 interviews over 5 weeks, I think.
God damn.
Yeah.
Take their sweet fucking time, don't they?
Boy, they are, yeah.
But that's good news, boss. That's good news. I don't know where the fuck I was going to put you, to be honest with you. I don't know where. Like, you're going to have to fucking camp in the studio, I guess. That's gross.
Well, I'll tell you. The casino finally sent out a search party looking for me. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Man. Well, I bet you'd be fucking glad to get back to some gambling, won't you?
It's all I've been thinking about.
Of course.
For like 3 days.
And you fucking yell at me about drinking. Go fuck yourself.
I know.
Fucking addict.
I don't yell at you. I make fun of you. There's a big difference. You lush idiot. Fuck off. I can prove to you I'm not an addict. If I had been an addict, I'd have been finding ways to gamble during this time off. I haven't sold a single thing to gamble. Yeah. Nothing has happened. Although, as I mentioned earlier this year, when I got my last paycheck on January 2nd, I took $500 of it, went to the casino, and won my mortgage payment.
And won your fucking mortgage payment. It probably saved you, you know?
You know what?
But, I mean, you'd be in deep shit by now.
The most irresponsible thing I've ever done. Right. I've never felt more alive in my life.
Yeah.
Till I called. Or
well, that, yeah, that's true.
A few months ago. That was pretty good. But I will tell you, I took a trip and I was coming home and I got a warning light.
Oh, on your car?
On the car.
Okay.
So I'm like, shit. Well, last time this happened, I had to pull over to the side of the road and get the fucking car towed, and it was $500 and the whole gimmick.
And right? It happened coming back from that same town, too, didn't it?
No. This was I'm about 20, 30 miles outside of town, outside of my town. And I get a warning light, and my mind is immediately flashing to, you know. It ended up not being that, but I was kind of looking up, and one of the things it says was, well, like, it could be a brake light that was out. So I go, well, I'm not going to be able to. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll take my phone and set up the camera here, and I'll get in the car and hit the brake pedals and see if I got anything out.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I set up the camera, and I go, and I kind of hit, and I change it and do the other thing. And I go and watch the video, and I'm watching a morbidly obese, pale, middle-aged bald man get in and out of a car and hunched over because his back hurts all the time.
Who's this middle-aged guy you were talking about?
Me, dummy.
You're past middle-aged, motherfucker.
No. No. And I go, it's impossible that this girl wanted to fuck me. It's impossible. But it happened, so whatever.
It happened. Believe it.
Buddy. So now if I get this job, it's especially, you know.
Yeah. Man, I hope, goddamn, I hope they come through with some info soon.
I have to write me an offer letter. Just send me a fucking, give me a call. Hey, can you start Monday? Sure.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they pay for this job, by the way.
Your schedule free enough to where you could start Monday if they wanted you to?
I would like to have another week to sit around the house and jerk my gherkin. Fucking unencumbered, but.
Unencumbered.
Buddy, it's been 5 months and a week.
And so what are you going to be doing over there?
The exact same fucking thing I did at the last goddamn job.
So you're going to be in the office then all in the office?
Well, it's senior team coordinator would be my title.
Senior team coordinator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is just a fancy way of saying the same shit I was doing at the last job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, hope you fucking get good coworkers.
It sounds like it would be just me, buddy.
Oh, really?
As far as this position goes.
Oh, God, fucking heaven.
It sounds like it would be just me. And like, you know, if we've got a crew out and they need, let's say, drywall. Where's my drywall delivery? They call me and I call the delivery people and, you know, stuff like that. But
okay.
I'll be scheduling and I'm scheduling. Yeah. You know, monsoon, I'm scheduling.
That'd be, goddamn, that'd be so fucking nice, man.
Yeah, well, that's
no fucking idiot co-workers.
It ain't half hot, Mom was on for 8 seasons.
Oh, Jesus. What time period? Was that like, are you being
early,
served?
Early
time?
70s to early
so,
80s.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Goddamn, I have not watched Are You Being Served in a long time. Yeah, I need to seek a couple of those out and watch. Those always crack me the fuck up.
Buddy.
Yeah?
I logged into Twitter X a while ago, and I went to the Grok to get a research thread growing.
Yeah.
Going for the show.
Yeah.
And I said, recording for TGO Radio, year 22, season 19, episode 17. And it gave us a script. Unsolicited.
All right.
Yeah.
What's Grok want us to say?
Well, you'll find out next week on TGO Radio. Oh. This is the shits.
Is it really?
It's bad.
Is it shock jock fucking radio shit?
It has a phrase it wants us to say, a sign-off phrase it wants us to both use at the end.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Like together?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep. Stay nasty. Stay classy. Stay TGO. Peace.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
Go fuck yourself, Grok.
Completely unsolicited.
Wow.
I did not ask for this, but it gave me...
What is it? Stay
nasty.
Stay nasty.
Stay classy.
Stay classy.
Stay TGL. Stay. Peace.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Come on, Grok. You can get that.
Buddy, it is the shits. Serious TGO. This is what it wants. Serious TGO is like sober TGO. Technically possible, but why would you do that to the people you love? It's the shit.
Wow.
It's even got a thing in here for a sponsor read. Holy shit. Oh. Time for, this is me, time for shit that shouldn't be news but is. That's the news segment. Item one, some influencer tried to sell breathwork sessions for $500. Breathing for $500. I've been doing it for free since birth and I'll stick to it. And then you say, I'll do it cheaper. $1,995, and I'll yell at you to stop doom scrolling and touch some grass, you beautiful disaster.
What?
Results guaranteed, or your next panic attack is on me. That's your line. I swear.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that's...
Uh-huh. I did
That's
not ask
so
for,
bad.
I did not ask for a script, but it gave me one.
Yeah.
Your fridge is more judgmental than my ex-wife. This is a line from me.
Your what?
Fridge.
Your fridge is...
Your fridge is more judgmental than my ex-wife is my line here. Okay. At least the fridge doesn't text me at 2 a.m. asking why I'm like this.
Okay.
But it's a whole conversation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to do it next week. Oh, yeah. They gave us an episode title. Hosted by us. Intro music, that classic chaotic TGO jingle. Slightly distorted, like it's been through 22 years of hard drives.
It said that?
Yep. And then I have the first line. It says, Brian already laughing is the stage direction. Welcome back to TGO Radio, year 22, season 19, episode 17. I flubbed my line read. Welcome back to TGO Radio, year 22, season 19, episode goddamn 17.
Easy now. Wow. That's what it thinks of our show?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I should take that.
If we get canceled, this is me again. If we get canceled, we'll just rebrand as TGO After Dark on OnlyFans Audio. Pay $9.99 and I'll whisper your government name in a way that feels illegal.
Holy fucking shit.
Anyway, folks.
Wow.
That's a teaser.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tune in next week, and we're going to read this verbatim as it was fucking printed out for us.
Okay. For all right. We'll do it. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. How's work going? Anything? Anything unusual happening there?
Idiots. I'm so fed up with the fucking guy that sits in front of me.
Yeah.
That fat fucking idiot.
Now, fat fuck coming from both of us is a way to go.
I am at the point where I am comfortable calling other people fat fucks now. I still am overweight, but I ain't as overweight as I used to be. So fuck this fat fucking. I'm sick of his fucking existence. Crunchy shoot fucking moron.
Crunchy.
Dude, you can hear him coming down the hall because the fucking rubber and fabric in his shoes is fighting for its life every fucking step he takes. And it makes it like he's got crackers and eggshells in his shoes, which he probably does, that fell in there while he was fucking snacking on the way to work.
I'm snacking. I'll tell
you. Jesus Christ. And he fucking sighs all the time. Everything's a fucking problem for this guy. Oh, I just, dude, you have no idea how badly I want to fucking bury a hatchet right in the back of his fucking neck folds.
Is it one of those situations where you, oh.
God damn it.
Oh, man. They're getting worse, and pretty soon they're going to start stinking.
Yeah, well. And
when they do.
I hope you shit yourself.
Oh, me too, though, honestly. I'd love a good dump out right
Frankly,
now.
I cannot believe that we've been 22 years and no one has shit themselves on this show yet. You sure you're not holding back on
me? I promise you. Jeff, of course I would tell you. But as we've discussed on the show before, and I believe the episode was called The Face.
Yeah.
But as we've discussed on the show before, how will we know when the other one shits his pants? As they will make the face.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so,
yep,
I
you'll
swear
know.
To you that if I did, I would tell you. I would 100% tell you. I shit myself wearing these exact shorts one time a few summers ago. I sure did. Oh, man.
God damn it. Stop it.
I haven't eaten anything all fucking day today. I had breakfast, but that was...
Oh, is it getting to that point now?
5:30.
Is it?
Sophie and I are eating cat food together.
No, I highly doubt that. That fucking angry bitch wouldn't let you eat her food.
Buddy, I got to tell you, if it weren't for the house payment, I'm doing...
You're doing all right.
Fine. Yeah. I got money to go to fucking McDonald's in the morning.
I mean, you're still getting unemployment, right?
Yeah.
When's that run out?
Late July.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah.
I keep collecting that shit even when you start this new job. Fuck them.
I'm going to for the first couple of weeks.
Fuck yeah. Fuck them. Wait till that first check kicks in.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is this an older guy that you work with?
No, he's younger than me.
How much younger? 20 years or?
15. Okay. Let's say 15.
So he's in his late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, roughly. Yeah, right about there.
Crunchy shoes.
Crunchy shoe, fucking idiot. And he wears one of those fucking, like, scally fucking caps or whatever, like all the fat fucking guys do. I'm surprised he didn't wear a fucking muumuu. Like that Homer Simpson. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I bet he's got a fucking dialing wand at home.
Homer was 300 pounds in that episode.
Yeah, this guy's fucking over that. This guy's got to be pushing 4. Dude, every time he moves, his fucking chair is fighting for its fucking life. It squeaks, it squawks. Then he gets up and it's like crunch, crunch, crunch. God. I don't know why I'm so angered by this, but I am. And it's just his whole demeanor.
Jeff,
it's his whole, everything's a fucking problem. And he thinks he's fucking hilarious. He talks. Oh, my God, when he starts talking. He will not shut the fuck up. Dude, shut up.
You got to bring him on as a co-host for a different pod.
Nope. God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
You know, people who think they're funny.
And he's a know-it-all, too.
Really do get in the way of those of us who are actually fucking hilarious.
I'm fucking hilarious, and I can't get a word in edgewise. Dude, I can't. I can't be funny at the office. I'd be in HR meetings constantly.
100%.
Oof.
Yeah.
Our fucking boss had a little eye surgery done this morning.
Who did you?
No, our boss at
okay.
work. Our
okay,
boss at
gotcha,
work.
Gotcha, I misunderstood.
And somebody in the office said something about it that he was home and online and doing shit and that he shouldn't be doing that because he's supposed to be resting his fucking eyes and
right.
shit. This fucking fat fucking imbecile in front of me. Who? What? He's always got to know what's going on. He can't miss anything, you know? And he's like, oh, you know, boss had cataract surgery. And I said, he did. I thought he drove a Subaru.
Hey.
And as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, no. This could be the one. This could be the one. Because some of them younger people in there, they don't quite get that fucking
fuck
humor, em. You
fuck
know? Em. Yeah, fuck them, right, but I don't want to fucking get fired for a fucking racist cataract joke. You test drive? You take home for weekend. You come back, tell me how you like.
So I was sitting at Dad's on.
No, finish your impression, because all was ooh.
That's the impression. At the last job, it was known as the Asian noise. And I was sitting at Dad's on Monday, and he had Tora on, which I'd never seen.
Shit.
Okay, it was the last hour or so.
Okay.
Actually, not a bad flick.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
But I'm sitting there, every time a Japanese cover comes on screen, I'm sitting there, I go, ooh. You know, like that.
You desperately look at you like, you all right?
So I picked up the phone, and I think my family is 80% of my fucking jibber-jabber, and they just block out. I'm convinced.
I think they've been doing that for a long time.
A long time, buddy. So I pick up my phone, and I text the kid I used to work with, and I go, I'm sitting at Dad's making the Asian noise. And I'm telling you, because you're the only person I know who knows it's the Asian noise.
It's the Asian noise.
I think the best use of the Asian noise on this show was the episode called "A Disgrace to My Family," where the Asian girl pretended to be a high schooler so she could go back
to school. Oh shit! Yeah, right.
And I got off that class. A disgrace to my family.
Family.
So, did we ever establish? I can't believe I'm asking more questions about this, but did we ever establish why the guy has crunchy shoes?
Because he's fucking 400 pounds.
Well, that's not. That by itself is not like, are they just cheap and then old? And as they got old, they just started to fall apart? That's why they make that noise, or?
No, it's because he's 400 fucking pounds. And there isn't a set of goddamn fucking Dutch wooden shoes would crack under the strain. Fucking right. Toothpicks by lunchtime. Right. Have to put trusses and shit in them.
He's a pair of steel belted radial shoes.
Got it.
Good, you're on the side.
I fucking beat it, white wall shoes.
Pirellis. I didn't know Hoosier made fucking tennis shoes.
Boy, Ferrari came out with an electric car, and some of the old timers in Italy are not having it.
Oh,
man.
Fuck no, man. No. No.
It's hilarious.
Yep. They like their sports cars, man. They like them to go vroom, vroom.
They sure do.
Not. Me, I don't give a shit. Just give me a fucking cheap, fucking easy to get fuel supply. I don't give a fuck if it runs on horse shit. I don't. Just, I don't care.
I don't care what
my car runs on.
I gotta pull up to a gas pump and be out of there in three fucking minutes.
I gotta pull up anywhere I need it.
Right.
And be out in 5 minutes. Right. And I don't want to pay $1,000 fucking dollars. Just give me a cheap, easy to get fuel supply. I don't give a fuck what it is. But don't fucking sell me a fucking electric car pretending it's going to save the fucking world when it costs. You're using electricity to make the motherfucker. You're using fossil fuel to make the motherfucker.
Not only are you using fossil fuel to make it, you're burning fuel
to charge it.
You're fucking hollowing the earth out to its core to get the minerals to make the fucking batteries.
Exactly. Which we don't know what to do with. World.
I will admit, some of those Teslas are sharp.
Oh, fuck, dude.
But I would never own one.
I saw a fucking Cybertruck the other day. Those are terrible. Those are fucking just god-awful fucking vehicles.
No, they're terrible. Jesus. But I mean, like, you know, the regular passenger cars. Some of those are pretty sharp.
Those fucking Cybertrucks look like a 90s fucking Nintendo video game.
Yeah, yeah. Cyberpunk or whatever the fucking...
Star Fox. Yeah.
Yeah, they are the shits. They're awful.
They really are. No, some of those Teslas are all right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. It's $20,000 for a new battery. And
yeah,
that's
nope.
No.
And I'm not. if I'm going on a trip, I'm planning my trip. I'm leaving this point at this time, and I'm getting to this point at that time. I don't want to have to map out where I'm going to fucking stop. I know that as I'm driving along this exit, more than likely, there's a 90% chance there's a fucking gas station when I get off of it where I can fucking get gas, take a shit, and get a fucking Slurpee.
That's 120-year infrastructure
yep.
built around oil.
Yeah.
And, you know, the yep. internal combustion engine and gasoline. It's 120-year infrastructure.
And yep.
The idea you're just going to uproot that, you know.
Let it fucking grow organically.
Buddy, if it was going to be the thing that saved the world, it would already be fucking halfway there.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, the oil companies, if they thought it was going to be the thing, it would be the fucking thing.
Exactly.
I guarantee it would be the thing.
Did you ever watch that show, Landman?
I haven't yet. No.
There's a scene where he's explaining to a fucking... To an environmental woman about, you know, look, honey, if the oil companies thought, because talking about wind turbines.
Oh, those things are an enormous waste.
And talking about how if the oil companies thought that those things, there were money in them, this place would be fucking littered with them.
Stewing the cocks.
I have to find that scene and send it to you. It's a great fucking scene, man.
I've been meaning to watch it.
You know what? I grow less and less intrigued by fucking watching a block of television shows anymore.
I can't,
you know, I guess I've spent a lot of time in my life watching TV, and I think I'm maybe at the point where I'm finally done with it.
Well, I tell you, I'm watching so much baseball this year.
Oh, though. I'm watching a lot of ball, not fucking Cubs anymore. They can go fuck themselves. Doddering fucking idiots.
Boy, I'll tell you what, we beat them 2 out of 3, and you guys act like you never played baseball before.
Oh,
after
my
that.
God.
You guys
and
are
we lost 2 out of 3 to the White Sox.
Who was that player of yours that badmouthed that fucking coos?
Oh, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Is that who that was?
He did. Suck my fucking dick, bitch.
Is that what he said?
He did. He did. You, it's
good
clear.
Dummy coos.
She said, you suck. PCA, you suck. And he turned around and looked at her and goes, suck my fucking dick, bitch.
Good.
Oh, exactly.
He didn't get in trouble for that, did he?
You know what? No.
Good. Fucking loudmouth coos. No. Fuck off.
Fucking MLB? I figured the MLB might at least issue something.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
Yeah. Good.
No, it's just a 10-game losing streak, so.
Well, that's what you get for bare mouthing the blondes, man.
Fucking Southside cunt.
Ah, yeah. Southside cunt and the...
Yeah.
Where are we on the Robert Pattinson, Chris Hansen movie, man?
You just sent me the trailer today. It's the first I had heard about it. Didn't even know it was in the works.
That may have to be a class trip.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. When's that, you say?
September.
In the fall?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Early fall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll probably have to go see that together.
I don't know for sure what it's about. I know that... The compelling story is the rise and fall of To Catch a Predator on NBC.
Yeah.
Because they did, it turned into this great big thing, and then that guy killed himself.
And then it was
gone from there.
Quickly went away.
Yeah, so if you're going to make the movie, I would say that's the movie.
Oh, I would say so.
But I don't know for sure what it's about.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely see that. It's called Primetime, right?
Yeah, Primetime. Yep.
They say that...
They who?
Them.
Who?
Them.
Who's them?
They say that Scarlett Johansson is going to be in this next Batman movie with, so you know what that means. Pants at half mast, baby.
Hasn't she already been in a Batman movie or
Marvel.
No?
She does all her, all,
she did
all
Marvel
her stuff has
stuff.
Been Marvel so
okay.
far. This is DC, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I didn't care for the last one. It was okay.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you anything about it.
There's one great car chase scene in it. That's a really terrific car chase scene.
Yeah.
Really, really well shot and planned out, and it's terrific.
Which one is that?
It's called The Batman.
Oh, the Batman movie.
Came out,
okay.
I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. This is Pattinson's first... it's a movie I'd like to re-edit. I'd like to butcher that last half hour.
Huh.
You just it's something about when they make a movie now, not just a comic book movie, but like an action film, and they have to just torture a third act. It's not enough to resolve. Look, first act, good guy, bad guy. Bad guy presents good guy with a problem. Second act, problem for the good guy gets bigger. Third act, good guy wins. That's your traditional three-act structure. It's what it's been since Cecil B. fucking DeMille, okay? That's a three-act structure all day long. The Batman does that and then meanders around for another fucking half an hour with a flood and an explosion and a whole fucking thing that didn't need to be there. It made zero sense to me. I'd like to re-edit that movie. You have anything else about your fat co-worker?
Oh, fuck no.
No?
No.
Crunchy shoes. What do you say? What do you say it was?
Crunchy shoot idiot.
Crunchy shoot idiot.
I'll have to fucking get my phone out and record this.
Please do.
Sound.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, they're getting... It's like a thunderstorm, man. It's like the shit's getting closer, you know? The rumblings are lower. I haven't smelled them yet, so nope. You're lucky.
It's not gotten to the smell yet.
Oh, bullshit.
I swear on my mother's tombstone, I've not smelled that one before we started recording. I smelled that one, and not one since.
Huh. All right.
Maybe my fat ass is absorbing. Maybe I'll move and then have to pass out from the smell. I stood up and freed it.
Hop up and down on a couch cushion and free a fart.
I have two new stories. You want to try one?
Yeah.
All right. We will. Shit. What's that?
I made one of these for Trixie and made a couple extra. They go in the shopping cart at the
for the coins.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You fucking cheap ass. Just put a quarter in.
Well, no, it's that way. Dude, I can't tell you over the years how many times I've stopped there and I don't have one because I don't have a lot of change
anymore. No, because
it's
2026. Who cares?
Right.
Change
so that way she can keep it on her fucking key ring and always have it. And I made her a little pink carabiner for it.
Jesus, you're fucking out of your mind.
Well, it's got to go on a fucking key ring, but...
Oh, okay.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Guests at the Hampton Inn in downtown Portsmouth got an unexpected wake-up call Saturday morning.
When I first heard it, I thought it was, you know, my cell phone going off, Facebook, something like that.
Around 4 o'clock, police say a vulgar message came through the emergency intercom.
Right on. Good.
Wake up, you cunt faggots. It's 4 a.m.
Hey, you fell asleep in the cuck chair. Get up.
You fell asleep. Boy, man, there's nothing worse. Oh. When you've blown a couple loads, you just pass out like
just gone.
Like an infant. You're out cold.
And it was a male voice with very homophobic and threatening language.
Suck my fucking dick, bitch.
Probably something like that. I bet you're right.
Tell staff says a person went through a hallway kept unlocked for police and firefighters. Then they broke open the locked intercom panel reserved for emergencies like building fires.
I love it. I love everything happening here.
Yep. Mischief.
Yep. Criminal mischief.
Police say that person was under the influence.
No!
No! Come on, man.
No.
That can't be true.
Say it ain't so.
We never went back to sleep. That's half problem.
We never went back to sleep, Monsoon.
I was traumatized.
I was too busy chasing down kids. It's me, Jesse Epstein. Well, you could take that tack.
I'm like a walking.
What, you had something? No?
Zombie.
The intercom is linked to both the hotel and the attached apartment building.
Oh,
we called the-
oh no.
Ah, it's time to get up.
Yeah.
It's kid touching a clock.
The hotel and got a no one's available, leave a message.
Well, you can try to get someone on third shift at a hotel.
Good luck.
Yeah, buddy, fucking can't forget it.
Nope.
And then we kept trying to call. The hotel was busy, busy, busy. Then the hotel phones were totally out.
It's because it had been reported. They knew about it, so they didn't want to hear from you, fucking Karen. Go back to bed.
When I left Springfield 4 or 5 years ago, I left early that morning because I wanted to get on the road before the roads got bad. So I went downstairs to check out. Of course, there's no one fucking there.
No.
They're in the back napping or whatever the fuck they're doing. So I left a note and my key on the fucking desk. And I said, call me if you have any questions. I walked out.
Oh, dude, when I would check out early, I just throw a key on. I wouldn't even. Sometimes I'd leave it in the room. Just go.
Tell staff says the security of both was never compromised.
No.
No one is able to get into either building without a key. Still, some guests, like one staying for his birthday weekend, want their money back.
I want my money back.
Please let it be a 5-year-old kid.
We're debating whether to stay tonight or not, but they can refund me the whole thing. I mean,
it's my big birthday. I'm going to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm going to tear the fucking town up. Till 8 p.m. when they close the streets.
Somebody pulled a prank on the hotel intercom, and I want every fucking dime back that I've spent for the last year. Jesus Christ, man.
We're just going to look past the fact that he's spending his big birthday trip is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
Hey, man, Portsmouth has a lot to offer.
Such as?
I have no fucking clue.
I tell you, you know, they roll the sidewalks up at 8 o'clock, you know?
Hey, I've been to Portsmouth.
Looks good on you, though.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
It's a big birthday trip. Don't fucking, hey.
I'm not knocking it.
It's
been called for.
And the hotel says more safety patrols will stay in the area, at least for a while.
Police
say
good.
No one's arrested for this yet, and there's no threat to the public tonight.
It's a fucking goddamn prank. Everybody needs to fucking relax.
Guy was hammered and just went, you know, yeah.
Hey, watch this.
Someone's got a cell phone video of this that is you know.
Time to get up, faggots.
Hey.
All right, faggots.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
It's time to get up. What are you doing sleeping?
Yeah.
This is prime kid touching time. Ha, well, you know Monsoon.
You know. Look. You can touch all the adults you want. I'm going for the kids, Monsoon.
You leave the kids to me, Monsoon.
Jesse Epstein. Jesus.
Yeah. Sleep. You could take that tat. That fucking the interview with.
I was a rapist, a groomer.
I was on the inside of a 13-year-old girl. Well, you could take that tat. Thank you for your service, Jimmy. Tough guy. There is nothing better than his fight with Jim Norton on Opie and Anthony. God damn it. Whew, is that good radio? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Jimmy.
Tough guy. Fucking Jimmy says he's got a fucking riffraff from...
With your riffraff hairdo.
A riffraff from Rocky Horror Haircuts.
got that fucking ponytail with the cul-de-sac. God damn it. Still, that is still kicking my ass. Man. Well, you know. You know who fucking didn't wear a ponytail but had the fucking greatest cul-de-sac ever was my old man.
He did, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, he did.
He had that cul-de-sac. That thing was fucking fully populated, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. When this little part of hair goes,
yeah,
when that is gone finally,
yeah,
I'm going the full Ben Franklin.
Oh.
The full Ben Franklin.
Yeah?
I'm talking about, you know.
The long gray hair and shit?
Yup.
Are you really? Why?
Because yep. I hate cutting my hair.
Dude, I don't think I could ever grow hair that long. Dude, if I go like 4 days without taking a razor to this, I swear to God, I know it's only that long, but it feels like it's 10 feet long and it drives me insane.
When I say go the full Ben Franklin, I mean the burlap shoes and the brown pants.
Oh, you're talking the fucking spectacles and the three-point hat and fucking key ring on a key on a kite and all that bullshit.
Tricorner hat.
Tricorner, whatever. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
I'm going the full Ben Franklin. I'm going to get into baths with old French whores.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking white. Fucking socks up to your fucking over your calves. Yeah.
Try to stop me.
No, I'm not stopping you.
I fucking God, when I go crazy, I just want to go crazy like that. You know? Because I know I'm going to. It's just a question of when I go crazy. If I had to pick a way,
that would be to fucking dress in colonial fucking.
Fucking Ben Franklin.
Get a walking cane and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, yep. Jeff, come here. I've invented a stove. What?
Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Here's your toy microphone. Shut up.
His autobiography, by the way, Benjamin Franklin's, is extraordinary. If you've not read it, it's very good.
Yeah.
One of the best autobiographies ever written in the English language. It's terrific.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the best written in foreign languages?
I don't know, because I don't give a fuck about foreigners. I can tell you, like, Benjamin Franklin's and Frederick Douglass's is really good, but there's, like, a million different versions of it. Like, he kept updating it, which, so, it's hard to find a definitive version of it.
Yeah.
But his is very good also.
So imagine working out and a man falls through the ceiling. This happened at the LA Fitness in Ballard. So we reached out to Seattle police. They told
LA or Ballard, get it right, bitch.
7 people at the gym called 911 after hearing someone in the ceiling. The man's foot busted through first. Then came the rest of them slamming to
fucking crawling around up in the sea. Now, I don't want to be crazy like that guy.
No. That's
a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But, you know. If I've got the John Adams miniseries on a loop at my house and it's just me walking around just like Ben Franklin, I can live with that. I go down to the wooden teeth on the whole gimmick, Dad.
That's George Washington.
Yeah, they all had bad teeth, buddy. They all had pretty gnarly teeth.
It's hard to fucking hard to outrun that British gene, ain't it?
There were no good teeth in 1750.
No?
might be a show title right there.
The ground, so he was knocked unconscious.
Is that a Steely Dan song? No Good Teeth?
Yes, it was on the album. It was on Can't Buy a Thrill.
You sent me that the other day. Happy Steely Dan Day.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about. I've never heard of that before.
I didn't either till the other day.
Man,
so on
Steely Dan, what the fuck is going on?
May 19.
Yeah, hey 19.
So the song is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Here it comes.
Come on.
This is the one.
Shit yourself, please.
This is the one.
Ooh. Ooh. Fucking long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, your face is red. God damn. Well,
I had to lean to one side, so the blood was shifting, and then I was pushing, so you have to not breathe. You have to concentrate on the pushing.
Like you're fucking over there giving birth.
Well, in a way, I am. That will be when I get home anyway.
The birth of a turd. That's
the show.
That's the show title.
That's that old movie. That's a sound film from the fucking 1912.
Yeah, the birth of a
turd. The birth of a turd. Yes. Well, I'm going down to the Nickelodeon to watch that new picture.
Starts out with Frank Sinatra just farting into a microphone.
As he fell about 15 feet, seemed to be in a mental health crisis.
No, no fucking way.
No. God. Stop.
I'm just looking for the bathroom. I'm just not up here.
Oh, lemon. Where'd you get that pocket cheese, Danny?
Pocket. It wasn't me. I've never been in California.
That fucking...
He's been making them at night.
Yeah, he goes,
I'm not making them at night, Dad. I'm making them at night.
Where'd you get that cheese, Danny? And he goes... fucking retard face. He does have a retard face, boy, too.
I love it when he says, it nicked me.
It nicked me.
God damn it, that's so funny.
He's a funny dude, man.
He is. But boy, he's right, man.
We talked with one woman who works the front desk. She saw the whole thing. She said,
I've seen it.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No,
I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Sag, it's disgusting.
Hear him crawling around in the ceiling right above them.
It was like a cartoon. Like, it's not every day you see someone fall through the ceiling. Like, he fell horizontally. It was crazy.
Oh, well.
He fell horizontally. I don't think gravity works horizontally.
Oh, he could go.
It's vertically.
No. The horizon.
Horizon.
Yeah. So he falls vertically, but he could be horizontal as he falls. Or she may not know the difference. Hey, it's me again, yeah. Jesse Epstein. And you could take that tact. Oh, shit.
Well, it's unclear how he got into the gym, but police say he's being charged with property destruction.
I don't think it's the gym it's so much as it is the roof. Gyms tend to be open to anyone. It's the roof you got to worry about.
Yeah, right. Roof, no. Not so much.
With the fucking the suspended ceilings in these places, it's a wonder he made it that far without falling through.
Yeah, I don't get that. How?
That's not meant to hold a lot of weight.
Yeah, no. No, it's not.
Little spider monkey ass dude fucking crawling around.
Some skinny fucking retard. Just, yeah. Retarding around up there.
Damn lost. He's retarding around.
Just retarding around.
Where'd you get that cheese, Danny? Jeffy's just retarding around.
Yep. Fucking just tarding it up.
So here's the sitcom, Tardin' Around.
Yeah.
T-A-R-D-I-N, apostrophe, Tardin. Around.
Tardin' Round, apostrophe, R-O-N-R-O-U-N.
Great. Yeah. Exclamation mark at the end.
Tardin' Round.
Tardin' Round.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, we need to write that. Wow. What's the, like a group of fucking tarred friends just...
Tardin' Round was filmed before a live studio.
Like a
audience.
Retard Friends, maybe? Kind of take that fucking angle?
You could take that tact.
We could have David Schwimmer just reprise his role as Ross.
Okay, let's talk about it. How much do you want me to suspend disbelief? You could barely get me to believe that Leonard's going to fuck Penny. You could barely get me there. But there is no way Ross is fucking Rachel. And you cannot suspend disbelief. There's no way, buddy.
No. Dude, none of those dudes on that show are fucking Rachel. She's way out of all their league.
Yeah. Young Watson's face was pretty... He was a pretty strapping
Joey?
Young man. No, the other one. Before fentanyl
Swimmer
got him.
Boy?
We found him. He was in the hot tub. He took the Whitney Houston way out.
He did. Yeah.
And then
I'm just going for a soak.
And then Whitney and Bobby Brown had a daughter who also died in the tub, I think.
Yeah.
She was young and pretty, yikes, too.
Man.
What's the matter with her? You got face crabs or what's going on?
What? I fucking itched.
Oh.
Why? If I itch my face, why do I have to have fucking crabs?
Because that's funny. Face crabs.
Face crabs.
Pubic crabs, bad enough. But face crabs face means crabs. You're really dedicated to the fucking bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no... They're saying that the number one cause of throat cancer...
who?
Doctors and stuff. Oh. Shut up. Shut up. That's who. Fuck off. That's who right now. Stupid. God damn. That like the number one cause of throat cancer in men is from eating pussy now, they're saying.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they're full of shit.
Well, that's what they say.
What about the pussy-flavored chips?
Yeah, those were not great, right? You remember those?
Yeah, no, that was gross.
Yeah,
I pretty, do remember
they
those.
They were pretty not great. They were just like sour cream and onion, which, by the way, you give me a pussy that tastes like, you know, Cool Ranch Doritos, and I'm in.
Cool Ranch pussy?
God, just eight show titles today.
Yeah. That was that lesser-known fucking second version of Cool Hand Luke.
So Ross isn't fucking Rachel in any conceivable.
No.
All of these sitcoms, though, have doofy guys, super hot fucking. There's no way.
You know what? As much, as hard as fucking Leonard tried to get into her pants, you got to figure that was a pity fuck at one point.
Yes, she was.
You know,
she
and
was
then,
his. She was his.
Well, but then she saw that fucking physicist money and went, now, wait a minute.
How much fucking money do you think she was pulling down? Really?
Oh, come on, man.
Shit. That's crazy.
As a fucking Caltech physicist? I have no clue what
but
a Caltech
no
physicist
way.
Would make.
No.
Living with that fucking autistic fucking idiot Sheldon.
Fucking, the more you Jesus watch that Christ. Show, too, you just want to cave his fucking head in. God damn it,
well, I
buddy.
Watched that fucking alternate pilot, too, man. Oh, that's rough.
Oh, yeah. It's bad,
pilot
right?
that never aired.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I don't know how that show fucked. Boy, what? I mean, what a... They fucking fixed it quick. Holy shit, man.
There's an oral history Jesus. Of Big Bang, and they go way out of their way to tell you that for a show to get a shot at making a second pilot, it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, yeah. Oh, that first one was
it's rough. The shits. Because they wow. had Sheldon's in here fucking girls
yeah.
and like
yep.
banging chicks at Comic-Con or whatever the fuck it was. And it's just...
Yeah.
Even in the context of the show that came, the pilot is bad. But as you watch it, you realize how many really smart decisions they made in the actual show. They made some real
yeah.
smart character decisions in
yep.
that show.
Yeah, they did.
Fucking 12 years that show was on, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing this script next week with you. This is so fucking
You're
gonna funny.
You're
going to
give me a copy of that so I can
yes,
work on my lines,
yes,
right?
Yes, I will. Yep. It's still so great, dude. Oh. It says here, I'm already laughing. As the music goes down, I'm already laughing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, because
yep.
it's just nonstop hilarity.
Buddy, it never stops.
It never stops.
Oh, you're gonna
Don't say anymore, man.
No, I won't. It's so bad. Oh,
is it like how long of a script is it?
A couple pages.
Oh, wow.
But it's got me, you, and then don't forget our catchphrase at the end. Stay nasty. Stay classy.
Stay classy.
Stay TGO.
Stay TGO.
Peace.
Pace.
Fucking dog shit. Oh, fucking hell. All right. The Braves are on a little bit, so I'm going to go, buddy.
All right on, man.
How the Cubs doing?
Go fuck yourself.
What I tell
bad.
You, we just got punched in the mouth by the Nationals in two games straight.
We've been punched in the mouth by everybody.
And we barely won last night. We're pulling defeat from the jaws of victory. Like barely pulling it out. Fucking stinks. But that's baseball for
yeah.
you. It's... All right. We'll try it again next week. The pleasure has been all ours. This is TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell, wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.